Cycles of about 90 minutes usually work well once you get up to speed. But you may find shorter cycles, like 45 to 60 minutes, work better for you. You may also find that different cycle lengths are more suited to different types of work. Sometimes I'll keep going for 2.5 hours or more if I'm feeling good, especially when writing a new article. Some people like having scheduled focus blocks with scheduled breaks, so everything is a set duration. There are sticklers for starting and stopping at set times. There is some evidence that this helps your brain optimize its performance if your cycles are the same every day. For instance, you might have focus blocks at 5:30 to 7 a.m., 8 to 9:30 a.m., 10:30 a.m. until noon, 1 p.m. until 2:30 p.m., and 3:30 until 5 p.m., which would give you 5 90-minute focus blocks with hour-long breaks in between. This would be a super productive way that would see you doing as much real work in one day as the typical American office worker does in a week. But you are only working for 7.5 hours total. Other people prefer a more organic approach, deciding based on their energy levels how low each focus block and break should be. This is how I work most of the time. A modest but still highly productive schedule might entail having 3 focus blocks per day. You could easily complete a great deal of work this way. Many top creative workers only work 3 to 5 hours per day, but they work with deep focus and zero interruptions during that time. Do not succumb to the cultural bias that may try to convince you that working 8+ hours per day makes you productive. That may be true for physical labor and some repetitive tasks, but it's not true for knowledge workers and creative types. Many people enjoy tremendous flow and achieve great results by working in short, high-energy bursts of motivation and drive. Try this for yourself, and you may never